the Perfect Storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. By the way, the FDA just approved the fourth and the fifth booster. I think if you're over 50 or 60, you can get your fifth. So please, do not listen to the show unless you've had at least your fourth booster, because I don't want you killing me or grandmother. And you need to do it because it's the patriotic thing to do. And also, please, wear your Ukraine flag pin while listening to this show, would you? Thank you. Quick update on the book. The sales suck. The problem is me. I didn't want to admit this, but after 29 years in recovery or thereabouts and a degree of sanity, I have to admit the problem is the book. It's 79 pages in length, which is not long enough. And in the last 4 years since it's been published, it's going on 4 years, I've learned a lot. Just since the inception of this show, I've written over 150 articles, many of them dealing with the vaccine and going into greater detail about the flat earth. And I have some new beliefs concerning all of that, and they need to be included in the book. So what I've been doing for the last 2 hours is editing the book from page one, which is a painful process because originally it was rewritten five times and it still has errors in it. So I'm going through it, cleaning up the grammatical errors, the syntax, and once that's done, I'm going to begin inserting new content. So at some point, it'll be known as Morningstar's Tale, the complete and unabridged version. And it might even be twice as long as the original. I don't know. It depends on how much more content I end up putting into it. But I do have a lot more information concerning all of these topics, whether it be the shape of the earth, the universe, and the occult, and where we're going with the Great Reset. If I do include all of that, yeah, it'll be doubled in size. So give me a couple months. What I might end up doing is just posting it on the website and calling it a day. But in the meantime, if you want to buy the book, that's fine. If not, that's fine. Morningstar's Tale, TALE.com, and there's a link for Amazon. What I want to do tonight is begin with some emails because they're much more interesting than anything I have on the docket. Here's one from a listener. Just had to share this link with you. We're at the 5 minute and 51 second mark. Rand Paul refers to flat earth and grills the HHS secretary, calling him arrogant and ignoring science. Science! It's interesting to see the combination of truth with untruth. Guess it's happening all the time since we're all so susceptible to being deceived on some level. He uses the words flat earth multiple times and in the context of it being an insult. By the way, your bit about your first time using a large communal urinal was hilarious. Indeed, I remember being a bit overwhelmed when in my early teens I had that experience at an auditorium in Lincoln, Nebraska back in the 70s when attending a rock concert, probably Edgar Winter. Seeing all those wieners at once must have traumatized us beyond repair. The only thing that may have helped me cope was that I was likely heavily under the influence of some good hippie lettuce. Such a strange world we live in. Glad it's not our true home. Indeed. This is what I wrote back. I've noticed multiple times with various public figures the analogy of equating the belief in flat earth with insanity. Rand Paul is another good example of someone who appears to be one of us, but is just another status. He'll go toe-to-toe with Dr. Evil on natural immunity, but will not broach the topic of graphene oxide and the true agenda of the Luciferian elite. Just another dog and pony show. Also, I'm thinking about starting a support group for those of us who were traumatized in our youth at the horrible sight of a stadium urinal filled to capacity with mature sausages. May call the support group WA, Wieners Anonymous, although most men don't like the words short and wiener in the same sentence. Serenity now! Here's another one from a listener. I'm writing to say how much I enjoyed last Thursday's show. I actually listened to it twice yesterday and today. Apart from feeling jealous of the rain, it still hasn't arrived here, you perfectly encapsulated the feeling I have when I see God's creation mutilated by chemtrails. Sadly, it's an all too common occurrence here. Your observations and understanding of Christianity is very similar to mine, and of course your ridiculous impressions had me chuckling away. Another good Thursday, my compliments. Also wanted to speculate with you about your friend and mine, Forrest E. Forrest. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Forrest E. Forrest is a YouTube channel, F-O-R-E-S-T-Y, Forrest, F-O-R-E-S-T. It's this Canadian guy who lives in a van with a dog. He's incredibly smart and capable of living on his own. And if you've ever thought about living in a van down by the river, this is the guy to check out. Foresty Forrest, F-O-R-E-S-T-Y, F-O-R-E-S-T. Again, it's a YouTube channel. Back to the email. Have you noticed what went on with him? Around Christmas time, he moved to the United States and did a few walks in Colorado, Utah, etc. Then there was a silence for some weeks. The next show I saw, he was back in Canada with a new puppy, incredibly cute, by the way, and saying he had been unwell. He has no energy, feels tired all the time, and just can't seem to get over his flu-like symptoms. I'm thinking it's the death darts. Isn't it compulsory to be jabbed in order to leave Canada? I fear he may be coming down with the VAIDS. Poor guy. It could also be the radiation from living in a large tin can. Of course, what do you think? A big hug to you and your 60-pound cat from a dreadfully dry Lazio, Italy. I wrote back. I watched Forrest E. Forrest's latest video, and he steered clear of any hiking expeditions and focused on fixing his van's heater. Unfortunately, I believe you're correct in your assessment of his health. In order to leave or enter Canada, everyone has to get the jab. Forresty doesn't seem to have the same energy as a couple of months ago. He possesses a slim athletic physique with hardly any body fat, so when he's scaling multiple mountains in the thin frigid air over a short period of time, his heart's racing. Only God knows what the spike proteins could be doing to his body. It's so sad. I went through a period of time when I was annoyed and frustrated with the jab. Now I only feel pity and sorrow for them. The 60-pound cat says, sniff. Hopefully you'll get some rain soon. While I'm on the subject of the 60-pound cat, we had two walks today, Stormy and I, in God's waiting room. Our first walk was about 1 o'clock, and halfway through the walk, she quit, which she's only done one other time. And by quit, I mean she stopped, and she laid down, looked at me, and communicated, hey, old man, I ain't moving. And she didn't for about 10 or 15 minutes. So I let her rest up because she was overheating. I know, it's not even April. Then we had our second walk, and we got to the church grounds in the evening, which is a huge location, lots of acreage. And just as I'm getting ready to walk on the church property and let her off her leash, the police come to save the day to make sure the old man and his dog don't have fun on the church that pays no property tax, no income tax. Thank you, LBJ, 1954, 501c3. Sopranos have nothing on the American church. Tomorrow I go back to work with my 32-cent raise. Don't know what I'm going to do with all that money. And the only other thing going on in my life is earlier today, I went TV, radio, and phonograph shopping. Mostly phonograph TV. I'm looking for an old television so I can say I have one. I'm not going to plug it in, but it'll be nice to set drinks on. And that, my friend, is my life. Let's get into some news, shall we? Yeah! What have I told you about relationships? Anybody? Yes, you. Yes. Chase, West Virginia. Yes, go ahead. That's right, Chase. Exactly. Getting married in America today, most of the time, is a horrible idea. Women are not the same. Men are not the same. Even Paul, 2,000 years ago, the apostle, talked about how it was better not to be married. But if you're burning with lust, get married. What a great endorsement. So if I'm horny all the time, I got to get married? How about just taking this itch away? The good news is when you hit 50 and 60, the itch begins to go away. And by the time you're 70, you're not even aware you got a sausage. Best man steals bride from groom after confessing love in his wedding speech. Can you imagine attending this wedding where the best man tells a room filled with 200 people of his love for the bride? Oh my gosh. The identity is unknown, but she and her soon-to-be ex-groom sat side-by-side, slack-jawed, as this guy by the name of Bryant, who I'm sure is very woke, poured out his heart in front of 200 wedding guests. Bryant said, "Love you both. Congratulations." It ended there. She added, noting that her ears had turned red with embarrassment. A wave of awkwardness then overcame the room. White remembered saying everyone was kind of laughing. And then it got quiet. She admitted she was confused by the best man's confession that he was in love with her at her wedding to another guy. Fast forward a little bit down the road, she divorces the groom and marries the best man. Moral of the story? Don't get married. And especially if you're my age, and this is to all the ladies in their 50s and 60s and 70s, why bother? You don't want all this damage. What do you think, five is a charm? If you got two marriages under your belt and I've got two, five's the lucky number? No, it's not. It's not. People are too messed up, especially here in the United States. Pamela Anderson just had her fifth divorce. Come on now. Jim Carrey sickened by Oscar's standing ovation for Will Smith. He says Hollywood is spineless. He's right. Jim Carrey has slammed Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock at Sunday night's Academy Awards and has taken aim at the spineless audience of A-listers who subsequently gave the actor a standing ovation. Said Carrey, quote, "I was sickened. I was sickened by the standing ovation. Hollywood is just spineless in mass, or as we like to say, in mass, if you're Catholic. And it really felt like this is a clear indication that we aren't in the cool club anymore." The Dumb and Dumber star then said Will Smith should have been arrested and sued over the act. Okay, I've covered all the essential heavy subjects. Let's get into the lighter subject matter, shall we? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. How about the end of the world? Yeah. Let's switch over to the end of the world. I'm not certain you're following what's going on with slippers. I just happened to watch Tucker Carlson last night. Tucker Rooney. Did you ever wonder why Andy Rooney, who's no longer with us, sounds a lot like Tucker Carlson? Why is that? Why do I, the deceased Andy Rooney, sound like Tucker Carlson? Is he stealing my act? Is he stealing my inflection? Well, no, I'm just Tucker Carlson. Then I just segue. I'm Tucker Carlson. Why is it I sound like Andy Rooney? I don't know. Last night, He talked extensively about Slippers being in cognitive decline. After watching the clips and listening to Tucker Rooney's comments, I've got to agree. Following Slippers' unscripted blurting out that Poopin can't remain in power, and another bizarre appearance Monday where he appeared to rely on cue cards, Senator Rand Paul warned that it's becoming a national security risk. Appearing on Fox News, Paul noted a lot of times when you're around somebody who's in cognitive decline, you find yourself trying to help them with a sentence, trying to help them to complete it. But we shouldn't have to do that for the commander in chief. Paul continued, and it's actually a national security risk because he's sending signals that no one in their right mind would want to send to Russia at this point. We aren't trying to replace Putin in Russia. We aren't trying to have a regime change. We're not sending troops into Ukraine, and we're not going to respond in kind with chemical weapons. The senator urged that Biden lives in an alternate universe where he blurts out whatever he pleases and then claims it was perceived as inaccurate. He's exactly right. And so is Tucker Rooney. So I guess you're supposed to look the other way, but even the left-wing media is noticing these gaffes, Paul asserted. I do think that it's a real problem, and there's a humorous angle to this, but it's really not funny because we're worried about what he's saying, precipitating or maybe even escalating the conflict in Ukraine into a one world war. That's very serious. As noted, an NBC poll released Sunday revealed that 8 in 10 Americans say they're worried that Slipper's bumbling and mishandling of the Ukraine situation will lead to a nuclear war. In addition, declaring that Putin can't remain in power, Slipper's called the Russian leader a butcher. And last, also appeared to tell troops they would be deployed in Ukraine. And these were all clips that were played during Tucker Rooney's show last night. When he was questioned by a Fox reporter by the name of Peter Ducey Monday about the comments, Biden claimed that none of those things happened. And then nothing he said was being walked back. Despite clear statements from the White House doing exactly that. Tucker Carlson, Rooney, labeled Biden, Slippers, persistent outbursts as dangerous and crazed recklessness. And he's right, noting a gaffe is when you mispronounce someone's name, telling troops you're going to be sent to Ukraine, pledging the United States is going to use chemical weapons. These aren't gaffes. These are something else. And they're both right. Even my mother, who voted for Biden, agreed with the assessment that he's not all there. I don't know, Donnie. I voted for him, but I don't know. Well, he might start. Well, you know, he could start World War III with all these. You know, they're missing.
I know. I don't know. Listen, I've got to go. I've got a good bowl of hippie lettuce and television's on. So, bye, Donnie.
Bye, Mom. Buy the book, Morningstar's Tale. Maybe you'll be the first. Like I said, it's on me. The book is 79 pages. It's a novella. It was a everything you wanted to know about the universe for dummies. I kept it short because millennials have no attention span. But I'm going to expand it dramatically in the next couple months. So more details to come, my friend. The perfect storm.
Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that COVID was a hoax? But I just want to say that I told you so.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
WCBS in New York, and I top the Empire State Building, broadcasting to the Tri-State area, which seems appropriate to put the name of the song, because I'm an old WCBS.
Sorry, Mike. Oh, man, I'm getting old. I'm going to be 65 next month. Jeez. Here's another email. See short video on this webpage and consider what they're doing to Russia they can do to you, meaning steal or lock you out of your bank account or any other digital asset. Canada did that to members and supporters of the trucker convoy. Putin's advice may offer some protection from the Great Reset. Consider carefully all your options so your wealth cannot easily be taken from you. Note, silver may also be good to avoid gold confiscation as they did back in the 1930s. These are the words from Vladimir Putin. This is from TikTok. Vladimir Putin. The illegitimate freezing of some of the currency reserves of the Bank of Russia marks the end of the reliability of so-called first-class assets. In fact, the U.S. and EU have defaulted on their obligations to Russia. Now everyone knows that financial reserves can simply be stolen, and many countries in the immediate future may begin, I am sure this is what will happen, to convert their paper and digital assets into raw reserves of raw materials, such as land, food, gold, moose, squirrel. He's right. I've been saying for a while, this guy is smart. You got one guy playing chess and the other one who shouldn't even have control of the remote. Oh, boy. Did Russia just break the back of the West? This is from Zero Hedge and Tyler Durden, who I believe was a central character in Fight Club. Another story that no one seems to be talking about. I don't think everyone has caught the significance of Russia's announcing that they're putting a floor under the price of gold. But to be clear, Russia just broke the paper gold suppression scheme. For a few days previous to this announcement, which they knew was coming, the West was running around with multiple bits of legislation to try and keep the Russians from selling their gold. The G7 think the sanctions are hitting so hard that Putin will be forced to sell his gold to evade sanctions to pay for things. They are literally running a script in their heads that is not actually playing out in the real world. But whatever, neocons never met an ugly stick they didn't want to use to beat someone over the head with. Too bad they're doing, well, they're hitting a rubber tire. Because here's the gig. Russia won't be selling any gold. They're buying it. These are supposed to be the architects of the global monetary system, and you would think they are the ones that understand it the best, but clearly they do not. What they think they understand is that they still control the flow of commodities around the world through price suppression schemes, through the CRIMEX. They do not. Let's start with the basics. Why do we create money? To act as a way to mitigate the time risk between selling what we have and buying what we want. So we sell our labor today to buy gasoline, printer paper, or whatever tomorrow. In the meantime, we hold money. It's a way to turn thought and personal application of energy and time into a token which can procure for us real goods in the real world. With that in mind, now think about the current financial system, where all inside money is created first by selling a debt instrument to someone willing to hold it. Now back to the ruble and gold. Because I once laid out a new incentive structure, it'll be clear as to why the G7 has no friends in this fight anymore. Davos' power rests on the ability to create credit and sell it at a positive interest, carrying the commodity producers. In base commodities is difficult to do. So, if the banks are on both sides of the trade setting, the price of money, they ultimately control who wins and loses. The issue here is that Russia is now backing its ruble with gold. It's no longer pegged to the petrodollar. If anyone wants to buy Russian oil or gas right now, you got to do it in rubles or gold. If you do it in gold, you actually get a discount because the exchange rate between the ruble and an ounce of gold comes out to about $1,600, whereas the actual floating price of gold right now is around $19. So the incentive is to use gold, which the Russians are buying in mass, while selling the treasuries that they have left. So you have Russia selling treasuries, China selling treasuries, India using the ruble. All are moving away from the petrodollar. That's the story. Not the war. It's a digital war. It's a digital currency war for dominance in the coming New World Order, the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The perfect storm.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Setting sail to the place on the map from which no one has ever returned.
from the 1987. That is World Party. And Ship of Fools, more apropos today than it was so many years ago. Save me from tomorrow. I don't want to sail with the Ship of Fools. No, no. Oh, save me from tomorrow. I don't want to sail with this Ship of Fools. Avarice and greed, going to drive you over the endless sea. They will leave you drifting in the shallows or drowning in the oceans of history. Traveling the world, you're in search of no good, but I'm sure you'll build your Sodom like you knew you would, using all the good people for your gallery slaves as your little boat struggles through the warning waves. But you don't pay. You'll pay tomorrow. You're going to pay tomorrow. Kind of where we're at right now, my friend. Here's an email. Dude, he slapped that rock like they were dating. Come on, dude. That was stage slow-mo. The video, you can see the rock set his neck, look Smith square in the eye as if he knew it was coming, and then Smith sissy slap rock like a typical movie stunt. The Oscars are so down in the ratings, they need to do something for people to tune in about it, something other than Ukraine as a distraction. Oh, and if you've seen the footages for the Ruskies getting shot in the pecker with all the bleeding, that's movie blood. For those who can't tell the difference, false flag on those Ruski shootings. Thanks, Central Casting. As Lumberg would say in Office Space, I'm going to have to kind of disagree. Mostly because of his reaction. And by his, I mean Will Smith. I did watch the video a few times. When he gets back to his seat, he just started lobbing F-bombs at Chris Rock saying, don't put her name in your mouth. And if you know the alleged backstory, Will Smith and Jada have an open marriage. It's been that while for quite a while. I'm not a psychiatrist, but let me play one on the radio. I'm thinking at some point, maybe he feels a little guilty, you know, about noodling around on the side, and she's dealing with this affliction where her hair is falling out. And the last thing he wants is someone to bring that up on a national stage. Yes, it did look as if Rock moved his face away, but I think it was real. As far as ratings go, even with the bitch slap, it was the second lowest rating of any Academy Award show ever. I don't think Will Smith taking a shot at someone as in a fish shot is going to make a difference. Just my opinion. Now, let's move on to less important issues. I want to correct myself. I said now when Putin made the declaration about switching to rubles for natural gas. It's actually the 31st, which is Thursday. Prepare to switch to rubles for natural gas exports Thursday, Vladimir Putin tells Gazprom and Russia's central bank. How does that work for a 1099 with Hunter? Does he get the 1099 from Gazprom directly? And do they mail it? Do they use a Russian stamp? Or do they just email it? Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered country's biggest gas company and central bank to prepare to start taking rubles for natural gas. No. Not that kind of natural gas. This is interesting. He says they're going to start taking rubles for natural gas Thursday as a payment for unfriendly countries. If Putin, declares that or deems that you're unfriendly to the regime, you got to pay with rubles. And the ruble is now being backed by gold and not the petrodollar. This is huge. Huge. A couple days ago, the ruble was trading at 148 rubles per dollar, less than a penny. A ruble before all of this economic crisis, controlled chaos, concern, it was trading at about one penny, a ruble equal to penny. Right now it's back to 98. So it's coming back. The last two countries that messed with the currency, Gaddafi and Saddam, didn't end too well for those guys. Just saying. Just a thought. mRNA madness. Well, that's an interesting way of putting it, I suppose. FDA authorizes fourth and fifth COVID shot. They officially authorized the fourth shot, but as a side note, apparently are given the green light for a fifth if you're old and the first four haven't killed you. Okay, I might have added that last part. It just won't go away. COVID. Because it's a tool to move us into the one world order. That's all. It's really easy. I don't really have a hard time with any of this. I just have a hard time talking about it every night. I get it. I really do. I don't have a problem with it. It seems as if it's all meant to be. Is it judgment? Yeah. Pretty obvious. No one wants to go back to the office as much as white men. I don't know about that. Is this from Yahoo? Okay. Nobody wants to go back to the office quite like white dudes. White dudes in finance, white dudes in media, even white dudes in politics who famously work from home at some point over the past 2 years have all decried remote work and urged us to step back into the fluorescent. Not me. I'm really cool. And if my employer were to ask me to come back into the office, I would give my 2-week notice. After 2 years of working remotely, why would I go to work? I am more productive from home. I don't have to deal with all the fake positivity, which makes me nauseous. People's inane conversations. No. Too old. In office space, Peter said, what if we're doing this when we're 50? Well, what if we're doing this when we're 65? I'm hanging by a thread, my friend. I know I got the 32 cent an hour raise. I mean, that's really a real carrot. But yeah, I'm hanging by a thread. And yes, this merry band isn't all white and all dudes. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and Washingtonian Media Chief Executive Kathy Merrill have both waded into the discourse. But the same study found that about a third of white men want to go back to work full time, physically to the building, whereas only 22% of women and 16% of black men. Black men got it going on, man. They get it. I'm more of a black man. Why would I want to go back to work? Ugh, it's awful. Once a week we have a Zoom meeting where we're told we're important and we're family. And then you get a 32 cent raise. Been working since I was 16. I never got a 32 cent raise. He just sent me another email. Dude, 358, check out the slap. Dude, this is not the Zapruder film. What are you doing? This isn't the Kennedy assassination. I'm not gonna watch the video again. He probably just moved aside. I like what Bill Hicks did, one of his final routines. He said, I think what they do with every president is before he officially gets inaugurated, the people that really run the world take him into a darkened room, close the drapes, and turn on a projector that shows an angle of the Zapruder film from the grassy knoll. then they open the curtains, turn on the lights, look at the president and go, any questions? And that's basically how it is. I mean, you and I both know that slippers ain't running the show. Neither was the grifter. And neither will Kamala Harris if she's in next, which she will be. There's no way he makes it to the end of the year. That's not being negative. That's just watching the man daily become cognitively inept. It's not a right-left commentary. It's Grandpa needs to retire. He's endangering all of us when he's making inflammatory statements that could trigger World War III and then not walking it back and saying he never said it and then yelling at everyone. That's what old people do when they lose their mind. That's what we're seeing. But I can't comment on the Oscar slap and go to that clip. I just, maybe it is fake, but who cares? I mean, that's really the bottom line. Who cares? What did Ricky Gervais say? He's always getting in on it. Yeah, pull that story up from the New York Post. Ricky Gervais tweets scathing would-be Oscars speech. If he were the host, he would have said, I'd like to start with hello. I hope this show helps cheer up the ordinary people watching at home. If you're unemployed, for example, take some comfort in the fact that even if you had your job, your salary probably wouldn't be as much as the goodie bag the actors have been given. I don't know if you're aware of this, but apparently every actor and actress, am I allowed to say that, was given a goodie bag worth more than most salaries of the peons. Scroll it down. There you go. You got to scroll some more. $137,000 was the value of each bag. Each swag bag. It included $12,000 in liposuction, $25,000 in home renovations, and I guess the big prize is a small plot of land in Scotland. Gervais said, looking out, I see people from all walks of life, every demographic under the sun, except poor people. Obviously, F them. Oh my gosh. Again, update on the book. I am doing something I don't want to do, which is edit it again from the beginning and then update it with a lot more information about the flat earth, the universe, the vaccines, especially the last year and a half. At least 150 stories have been written about all of this. So I'm going to comb through all the stories, find the new information that's not in the book, and add it to the book. I know for a fact that I've got some more information about the sun and its cycles and how it actually moves about the earth. This is what you do when you don't have a girlfriend, my friend. The perfect storm.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Life's wages, life's wages.
Got the booze I need, all that money can't.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.